So today we're going to learn about the unusual path that the Bnei Yisrael took when they left Egypt and why they took that unusual path. So the Torah tells us in the very beginning of the parsha, Vayhi b'shalach paro es ha'am, and it was when Paro sent the people away. V'lo nacham Elokim derech eretz plishtim ki karofu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God did not want the Bnei Yisrael to go to lead them by the way of the plishtim, I guess by the plishti route. Ki karofu, because it was close. Ki amar Elokim, because God says pein nachem am birosam mochama v'shavu mitzrayim, because what might happen? The Bnei Yisrael will have, I guess, regret, have second thoughts when they see war, and they may return to Egypt. So what happens? Vayasev Elohim es ha'am derech hamidbar yam suf. So God, I guess, circled them by the way of the desert and by the yam suf. Vachamushim alu b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim, and they left Egypt armed. Okay? So on the surface, these two psukim tell us, on a very simple level, that the reason why Bnei Yisrael did not go directly by this plishti route is so that the Bnei Yisrael won't turn back to Egypt when they are confronted by war. So God had them travel by this circuitous route, by the desert near the Red Sea. Here's, I found this map that, I guess, there's the way of the plishtim, sort of going straight east, and here they not exactly clear how they're going to the Red Sea. If you go all the way south, that seems to be where Har Sinai might be. But they go this unusual path. And I have, before we take a little bit of a deep dive into some of the Mefarshim and discuss three approaches, I have sort of four questions. My first question is, what was the exact concern? Was the exact concern that they're like, lest they have war with someone. Who's the war with? Lest they have war with the Plishtim? Lest they have war with the Egyptians? Lest they have war with the Canaanim? Like, we're afraid that they're going to, when they see war, who are we afraid they're going to wage war with, and that it's going to come to turn back? Second question is, how did this new route solve the problem? I mean, if the whole goal was what? The whole goal was, we don't want them to turn back when they see war. So they're taking a road so they're not going to see war. What ends up happening? They see war. Egypt chased after them. Amalek attacked them. So if the plan was they take this unusual route so they avoid war, well, they ended up fighting against the Egyptians and the Amalekim in any case. So was this plan successful? Question number three. I'm sorry. And then, okay. Well, question number three is, what exactly was this plishti root? Okay, we may address that, maybe. And the fourth question is, if the fear of war and return to Egypt would not have been a concern, would there have been a Kriyas Yam Suf or a Mamad Har Sinai? I know that seems like a crazy question, but let's just take this pasuk at straight value. Let's assume there was no concern of Bnei Yisrael returning to Egypt. So then it would seem that what would they have done? They would have taken Derech Eretz Plishtim straight to Eretz Yisrael. Would that mean that they wouldn't worship Hashem at Sinai? In other words, was Kriyas Yam Suf and Mamad Har Sinai an afterthought and only a result of of God being concerned that Bnei Israel would turn back from battle? Any thoughts on any of these questions?
Well, there is a Tosfot brings another route that they went from the top and like make like a semicircle. So
What, the semicircle, you mean in the Yam Suf itself?
so that would answer one of the questions,
No, they made a semicircle right around, right.
On the top, not through where the arrows are, but on the top.
Okay, I hear. Okay. Any other thoughts about, like, who, what were they, what was the Hashem actually concerned about?
I think they were concerned more not that they were going to attack, but who was going to attack them, because they were in a low spot at that point, having just left Mitzrayim, and they probably didn't have very much confidence. So I think something had to be done, or more miracles had to be performed to scare the other nations away from attacking them.
So was it about, I'm just saying, what you're saying is, it wasn't about changing the route, it was about performing miracles.
Yeah. I mean, in other words, to make the other nations not feel that that the Bnei Israel were easy prey. Because at this point they were, because they really weren't.
In other words, what you're suggesting is that they couldn't go straight into Eretz Yisrael because they didn't have the confidence, perhaps, to wage war. So Hashem need to make them go in the desert for some period of time so that he'd perform miracles to build up their courage. Right?
They were still a slave mentality.
Right. Still this right.
Time until to change from this mentality.
Right.
Also from all the complaining, milchama is also milchama inside themselves. About complaining about the all this mentality had to change.
So how is taking them through this circuitous route? How does this change the slave mentality, Gila?
Because it takes time to change people.
Okay.
If they went straight, it would be much faster, right?
Okay, so now there's what you're saying, similar to what we're saying before. They had the slave mentality, and we need some time where they can build up their morale. Okay, so
The Torah gives actually another reason that the Mitzvah will think that these people are confused and we're going to run after them.
Okay, so that's interesting, by the way.
As you read, there's also like afterwards it says, and the Plishtim Paro will say, oh, Nevuchim Heim Ba'aretz, Segaleim HaMidbar, they're confused, we're going to run after them.
Ah, so Baruch, what you're suggesting is, it's not at all what we're suggesting. It's the goal is not that maybe the goal is to cause them to fight the Egyptians, not to lead them away from war, but to lead them towards war. Maybe I can't wait to get to that. Okay.
Why would you say the Egyptians would attack them? Because they probably, after going through the 10 plagues, really didn't want them, were afraid to attack them. So maybe they saw this as a weakness and figured, okay, we got another shot at them.
Yeah. But was that part of God's plan? I mean, what was the main goal of this unusual route? That's what I'm trying to get at. So I'm going to share with you three different approaches as to what the main goal was, and some of them approach to what you suggested. The first approach is essentially that there was a concern that the Bnei Yisrael would return to Egypt at the site of war. They were not prepared to enter into Eretz Yisrael, and they need time. So, for example, Rashi says, "Ki karov hu." Now, question is, because the way of the Plishtim was close to what? What does it mean, "Ki karov hu"? Close to what? So, Rashi says, "Vino." It could be, was it close to Egypt? Close to Eretz Yisrael? What was it close to? So, Rashi says, "Ki karov hu, v'noach lashuv ba'oso haderech lemitzrayim." Rashi understands that the path, the Plishti path, was very close to Egypt, and it would be easy for them to return to Egypt. So Rashi is Biro Sam Milchama, Kigon Milchemes Vayered HaMaleki Vakrani, right, when the Amaleki Krani attacked Bnei Yisrael, Im Holchu Derech Yasher Hayu Chozrim, had they gone in a straight path, under normal circumstances, when they waged war, they would run back to Egypt. Umaim kishei kifam derech muukam amru nitna rosha nitna rosh vidnashu mitzrayba. And if when they went through a crooked path where they didn't know how to directly get back, they said, let's go back to Egypt. Imolicham biputa achat kavakava. Certainly, if they had gone on a straight path, they'd return right away. So peyinochem yachshu machshval sheyatzu v'yitnu lev lashu. So go to Rashi. That they might regret, they'd regret having left, and then they'd want to return. Rashi says that the issue was of going directly to Eretz Yisrael. It's a straight path. They weren't prepared, according to this first approach. They weren't psychologically prepared. So the route couldn't be a way that they could get back really easily if things go bad. Ibn Ezra, similarly, in this, within this first approach, ki karov hu, shiyadua ki bein eretz mitzrayim aderech yashar bein eretz kanan, asar yomim, it's only a 10 days journey between Egypt and Eretz Kanan. Videi loro milchama, they hadn't seen war. Vayavadim tachas yad acherim, and they were still felt like slaves under other people. Videi kasher yatsa parachrem, ain't bahem merid yam. When Paro went after them, no one wanted to fight the Egyptians. They still had, as mentioned, the slave mentality. Gam amalek yatsal yisobim semaat. Even the Amalekim, when they attacked Bnei Israel, they didn't have so many people. They just attacked the back. And Bnei Israel were weakened from it. Lule Moshe Bechiro, without Moshe, who basically, you know, saved them. So Ibn Ezra focused on their slave mentality. Same idea. They weren't prepared. And it was a straight route. The Plishti route was straight from Eretz Israel to Egypt, from Egypt to Eretz Israel. They would go straight back. Ramban has a, within this first approach, a little bit different, but the same idea. Ramban says, "V'onachon shiomar," but it's correct that it was, the pasuk says, "V'onacham Elokim derech eretz plishtim," that God did not lead them by the way of the plishtim. "Asher hu karov," which is close, "V'tov lan chosam baderech ahu," and they, right, and it would be good to follow that path normally. Ki amar Elokim, because God said, "Pen yinachem ha'am b'rosam mechamav v'shem Mitzrayim," lest they regret, they turn around when they see war, they return to Egypt. V'tam milchama, what's the concern of the milchama, the war? Shiel lahem lavor derech eretz plishtim, who plishtim lo yitnu lavor b'shalov yeshuva l'Mitzrayim. So whereas Rashi and Ibn Ezra are just saying they had a slave mentality, they weren't willing to fight. They had to be in an unusual way, so they couldn't go back to Egypt. Ramban is focusing on the fact that they encountered the Plishtim immediately, and the Plishtim would not allow them to cross their path to go to Eretz Yisrael. So, okay, Plishtim don't let us go. They'll return to Egypt. Avoderech HaMidbar, lo yiru milchama ad hayosam bartzam be'eretz sichon va'og malchei ha'mori, shina tunah lahem rechokim mitzvah be'esahi. When was the first time that they waged war against the nation that was inhabiting their land, that was set on their land? The first time that the Bnei Yisrael waged war against, you know, an empire or a city-state was when they, 40 years later, when they waged war against Sichon and Og on the eastern side of the Jordan River. That's their land where they were settling. At that point in time, they were too far to run back to Egypt at that point. In other words, if they're going to go the straight route to the Plishtim, they weren't prepared, and when they face this resistance, they say, "Why are we facing the Plishtim? Let's go back." If by the time they get to Sichon and Og, again, this is maybe before the 40 years, like had they got around, God's original plan before their sin was to go around and go up through the eastern side. When they come to Sichon, they're too far from Egypt, and they're not going to return to Egypt. That was God's plan. What about Amalek? Did Amalek attack the Bnei Israel in the desert? Amalek The Bnei Israel did not decide to return to Egypt when Amalek attacked. Why? Lo yavru alehem. Because it's not like the Bnei Israel went through the territory, the land of Amalek. The Amalekim came from their land to attack the Jews. And they fought us because they hated us. And if the Bnei Yisrael would simply say, "Oh, let's go back to Egypt," lo yoil, that wouldn't help them. The Amalekim would attack them on the road. In other words, the Plishtim and would simply leave the Bnei Israel alone if Bnei Israel wouldn't attack them. If Bnei Israel would say, "Okay, we're not going to enter the Eretz Yisrael through you. We're going to return. We're not going to fight you." Plishtim wouldn't fight them. So Bnei Yisrael would have been incentivized to return to Egypt. But for when Amalek attacked them, there was no incentive to return to Egypt. Because Bnei Yisrael, Amalek didn't attack them because they entered into their land. Amalek attacked us because they hated us. And even if we'd start running back to Egypt, they would continue attacking us. So this, according to this first approach, basically, the goal of not taking us derech eretz plishtim was so that we would go on an unusual route, that if we would face war, we would not, it was less likely that we'd want to return to Egypt.
You know, Rabbi, there's a view that karov doesn't mean near, but it means relatives. There are relatives.
Ah.
So they didn't, because if you look in Bereish, I think Bereish is, they mention different...
Right. You said kikarovu, the plishtim were like relatives. You mean...
Mitzrayim, so they said, you know, we're going to help our relatives.
Ah, interesting. Okay. That's cute. Okay. Malbim. Second approach, which some of you mentioned. They also weren't ready, but for Malbim says, we need time. Malbim says, Ki ha'ezer eloki lo yochol rak kefi ha'chana v'sheyitgabru Yisrael b'mat am alamim giborim lude melchama ayde ezer eloki. He says, when God's about to help B'nai Yisrael, it's not that God's going to help us and we do nothing. We need to prepare ourselves. We need to feel strong. With a small nation, the way that we can defeat these mighty nations, we need to prepare ourselves. How do we prepare ourselves? We need two things, says the Malbim. We need hachana tivit, shiyeh lahem lev amitz ruach gvura. We need to have courage. Sha'al hachana zo tachu ha'shefa lokit laseit lahem oz v'tatzumot na'aleh miderech hateva. So God is not going to help us defeat the enemy unless we have courage ourselves, number one. And the second is achara ideas chut vakisharot shiyu maleim emuna bitachon b'Hashem shebazeh yasecha. We have to have faith in God. In other words, we have to have courage. You might think they're the same thing. These are the two different things. We have to have physical courage in ourselves. Basically, we have to feel strong, like we can, that we can, courageous. And we have to have faith in God, that God will help us. And he says, v'heima yu chaseim shteila. And they were missing both of these things. Ki libam haya malei, pachad umora kiderech avadim murgalim avonis parach, sherucham shafel unecha'a. That their hearts were full of fear and dread, like slaves who are used to this harsh work, and they were lowly. And they weren't filled with faith and security as it was proper. And therefore, it was necessary that Paro would send the people willingly and not through war, right? Because they couldn't fight. Right, Paro sent them willingly, because they couldn't fight Paro. To fight Paro, there's God could take care of the enemy. God makes the plagues, but for God to help us fight the enemy, we need to do some preparation ourselves. So Paro had to free us because we weren't ready to battle Paro this time. And for these two reasons, God did not lead us by the way of the Plishtim, which is closer to Eretz Yisrael. So just like we need a situation that Paro had to send the people willingly, because we weren't able to, we didn't have the morale to fight Paro initially. It's the same reason. Just like God had to see to it that we weren't ready to fight the Egyptians when we left, so also we weren't ready 10 days later to fight Eretz Yisrael, 11-day journey to Eretz Yisrael. We couldn't enter into Eretz Yisrael with a mighty arm. Just like we weren't prepared to fight Egypt, we also weren't prepared to wage war with the Plishtim. We didn't have faith in God. Enough faith in God. Because on a normal way, if we would have gone straight and faced the Plishtim, we would have been too afraid and returned to Egypt. So what did God do? So God took us by way of the Yabsuf. This is preparation. Number one, La Pili Baba Pachal Yoshua Kanad, Ayyadesha Kriyas Yabsuf. because they never wanted it, brought about fear and dread on the nations of Canaan, that they heard about this powerful miracle of splitting of the Red Sea. So number one, as of the Kriyat Yom Suf, now we had faith in God. So they also got the Torah. So according to the Malbim, because we didn't have the faith to wage war against the Plishtim, what did Hashem do? He had to bring about miracles, Kriyas Yom Suf, Mamad Har Sinai, in order to build our faith and courage in ourselves and in God. At that point, we're Ruim Shikat Tzularis. We're fitting to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Lulei Chet HaMeragli, without the sin of the Meraglim, had we not had the sin of the Meraglim, we would have entered Eretz Yisrael. Ulav Lo Yilicham Liyam Suf Baderech Yishara. So he didn't lead us to the Yom Suf in a straight way. Rak Tchila Ochul Bar. Rather, we first went to the desert, Misham Chazu the Yom Suf. From there, they returned to the Yom Suf. Vizelya Lahatos is Paro. This is the confused Paro. So in other words, the whole goal, according to the first approach, the goal of this unusual way is so that we weren't ready, so therefore we had to go in an unusual way. We needed time, you know, so that we would be far enough from Egypt, so in case of war, we wouldn't just simply run back to Egypt. According to the second approach, we weren't ready, so we needed miracles to build our emunah and faith in God. What's fascinating about these first two approaches, you know, you wonder, again, like, was Kriyas Yom Suf an afterthought? Maybe. Was even Mamad Har Sinai, obviously Hashem had to give us the Torah, but, like, what would have happened? Would he have given it to us somewhere else? Now, obviously, it's the same place where the burning bush was, so it's hard to know, but it's almost as if, had we been ready, would there have been Mamad Har Sinai at... Would there have been the giving of the Torah at Sinai? I don't know. We would have gone straight into the Yom Suf, straight into Eretz Yisrael, maybe. But there's a third approach. And the third approach is maybe the goal of this whole thing was to pick a fight with the Egyptians. It's not so that Hashem was afraid that we would wage war and we would be afraid. No. God wanted to pick a fight with the Egyptians. The Sfardo says the following, God did not lead us by the way of the Plishtim. God planned from the outset that we're going to go to Har Sinai and accept the Torah, and then we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Because he said, come over. So first, we're going to bring us as a nation with the Torah. And then we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Mamad Har Sinai was always in the picture. The goal was to take them to the Yom Suf. It was not like a path to any of these places. The goal was to drown Paro and his army. The way to go straight from Egypt to Yom Suf was by the way of the Plishtim. Right? But Amar Shakel Yisparach Lo Rotsa L'Chosa Bosanerach, God didn't want to lead them in the direct way. Why? Ki Karovu, because it was close. Ki Mipnei Shehaya Osa Derech V'Sofa Karovu L'Mitzrayim, because it was so close to Egypt. V'Yirbu Ovrei Derech Shab, and what would happen? The direct route was close to Egypt. There'd be a lot of people there, and they would tell Egypt, by the way, they would tell the Egyptians, oh, look what's going on. They're traveling from there, they'd be going back and forth. And Vinebir Osamuchaba, Bishabam Shiachid Paras at Smolder Dovachrebi Kochelo, Yinochebaambali Safek Biras Milchabtab, Vyashuva Limitsrayim. So in other words, God wanted to pick a fight between the Egyptians and the Bnei Yisrael. Why did he take him to Derech Eretz Plishtim? Because he was concerned that when the Egyptians attacked the Bnei Yisrael, you know what Bnei Yisrael would do? Bnei Yisrael would run back to Egypt. And in fact, they would hear, in other words, there was a lot of traffic, a lot of foot traffic between Egypt and Eretz Canaan by way of the Plishtim. So the people, Bnei Israel, would hear beforehand that, oh my gosh, what's going on? They'd hear in advance, Parada's army are coming to attack us. What would they do? They'd return to Egypt. So what did he do? Lefichach heisebo derech lovar ba'ish. God took them on a route where no one was passing by. So what happened? So yelchu yamzuf derech bar. They'd go to Yamzuf by way of the desert. Kibelso derech loivu magid mitzrayim. There'd be no informers from Egypt to tell the Bnei Israel, look who's coming, the Egyptians. They didn't realize that Paro was chasing after them until he reached them. Kamru, Vayisu Bnei Israel Sadeya. That the Bnei Israel lifted up their eyes. Vine Mitzrayim. And oh my gosh, the Egyptians are there. Veloha Ya'oz Lohem Takana B'Shuvam. And there was no way, there's nothing they could do now. Kilo Yikab Lam Paro V'Chelo. Because basically, that's it. Paro would not receive them. There's, they had no choice at this point. In other words, God led them to an unusual way, because God's plan was to pick a fight with the Egyptians. God's plan, there's always going to be Matan Torah, but he first wants to pick a fight with the Egyptians. They would chase after Bnei Israel, and God is concerned that what? If he takes them on the direct route, that when they see war with the Egyptians, they're going to run back to Egypt. Now they're in an unusual way. It's a surprise. There's no way to go. There's the Red Sea on the one side, and then there's the Egyptians on the other side. They have to confront them. And in fact, as Baruch was pointing out at the beginning of the Shir, but the bear, what happened? The bear shall Moshe Limor, and God spoke to Moshe, and he said, the bear b'nei sov yashuv yachnut lifnei p'chiroz, b'im migdol v'in hayam, lifnei b'al tzafon, nichu tachnu hayam. I want you to, you're going in a straight path, I want you to sort of turn around and go to this place, p'chiroz, between the migdol and between the yam, and look at the way the Sforto explains this. And Paro's going to say, v'mar Paro lifnei Yisrael, the Vuchim Hembar, Scarlet Mimidbar, Paro's going to hear what they're doing, and he's going to say, whoa, they're confused. Scarlet Mimidbar, Baltzaphon, Sagaris Mimbar Leam. Wait, how come they're not going directly to wherever they're supposed to go? How come they're sort of taking a weird route? Oh, I know why. Because Baltzaphon, the god Baltzaphon, is not letting them pass the desert. They're not taking the direct route to Eretz Yisrael. They are taking this unusual route. Ki baracha, and then Paro said, Paro goes after them. Why? Paro saw ki baracha, that they fled. Shlohochu b'amidbar kav yashar. But they also said, and I'm sorry, even more than that, there's a big question in general. You know, Moshe always told them we're going for 3 days. So did Paro believe that or not? So Paro hears that they're not going in a straight path, and now they said we're going for 3 days, but they're now turning around. Like, they don't know where they're going. They're lost. So Paro said, oh my gosh, maybe God only had power over us in Egypt. Baltzaphon has power over them. That's why they're confused in the desert. And then he says, why did we send them? V'lo derashios Baltzaphon. We could have sought the help of Baltzaphon. Baltzaphon could have helped us. We wouldn't be forced to send them out. And then what happens at the end? So then they chase after them. Bnei Israel are forced to confront them, or basically they can't run away. They're forced to go into the sea. Miracle happens. And the Sforno says, Vayosha shall be Yomu es Yisrael. B'misas ha-mistolim bam l'sha avdam nisharu heim b'nei chorim. That with the death of the Egyptians who enslaved them, they were now what? Free people. Ki ad eight motam hayu Yisrael kavadim barchim. Until their death, the Bnei Israel were like slaves who were freed. According to this third approach, the goal of this whole plan was to pick a fight with the Egyptians, to drown the Egyptians. In other words, the plan was that the only way that the Bnei Israel could be free is that they would see their Egyptian masters literally dead in the water. And this plan was taking them in this circuitous route was simply to cause the Egyptians to chase after them. And so we have three different approaches, right? Was the plan based on the fear that Bnei Israel returned to Egypt at the site of war? So we need to make it an unusual path, so they wouldn't go right away? Did we need time so they could, we need events to build up their morale, miracles to build up their morale? Or was the goal to pick a fight with the Egyptians to drown them? And maybe the message is that sometimes we're not ready to take the next steps. So God understands that and he works with us. Travel a different way. God sometimes gives us unusual opportunities to grow. Sometimes Hashem puts us in difficult positions. But at the end of the day, as was the case here, it was for our benefit. Once the B'nai Israel saw their former masters literally dead in the water, now and only now are they ready to have complete emunah on Hashem and in Moshe's servant. And sometimes in our lives, when we sometimes reflect upon challenging times in which we find ourselves, we see how stronger we are at the end of the challenge and how much better off we are. And we are thankful to God to put us in this situation. And we sometimes look back and reflect and we realize how much better we are. And we look back and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he's done for us. And this idea is found first and foremost at the time when the B'nai Israel left Egypt.